Defamation Nation. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Attorneys for Nicholas Sandman are now suing the Washington Post for defamation, demanding $250 million because it posted that video showing Sandman in his red Trump hat in a face-off with a Native American drummer at the Lincoln Memorial last month. The video made it look like a smug white kid was disrespecting a person of color until other videos came out showing that, if anything, it was the other way around. But the Post was far from alone. A Breitbart reporter assembled an impressive list of the online dominoes that spread this video before it got to the Post. The video went from Instagram to Reddit to Twitter to YouTube, was reposted by an activist clothing company, and by a Libyan American in Qatar. But here's the critical factor. At every stage, thousands of ordinary folks were liking it and retweeting it before the Post jumped in. Now, of course, newspapers should set a higher standard than ordinary folks, except the moment you retweet or repost, you're not ordinary folks. You're a publisher. The Post has the deep pockets. That's why it's being sued. But if the Post is guilty of carelessly spreading this particular story, then so are the thousands of so-called ordinary folks who did and still do the exact same thing again and again, day after day. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.